Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen! Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. I am one of your Australians, Super Marcy. Welcome back to the show. We are here for episode 197. We are getting so close to episode 200.
Cool.
And I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody for tuning in to our fifth anniversary special. It turned out to be one of the most listened to, downloaded episodes of the podcast of all time. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in and getting off our lawn. Much appreciated. And now to introduce everybody, get off my lawn. Get off my lawn, terrible Aussie bead. How you going? Hello.
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
I'm all right. Excited to be back recording.
Indeed, but also, Marcy,
get off my lawn.
Exactly, get off my lawn. Get off my lawn. And
yes.
Up next is to get off my lawn for some reason for this episode. Professor of all things science, Professor Batch, our tribal keef.
Acknowledge me! The Batch is sitting down, give me $50.
Take your fucking money. Good day.
Hello.
Good day.
Hello, Batch.
I lost the acknowledge me sounder in the hard drive failure, so I gotta pay Craven to do it now. So good day, everybody.
Good day. Damn it, Craven. He's introducing the trash panda American Colin. Welcome back to show, Colin.
Hi, I don't have anything to say because I feel bad because I said the timestamp word and we can't say those anymore.
No,
so
we're not allowed to.
I'm just going to say hi. Let's do this. Let's watch this thing.
All right. So
let's do giant pussies and stuff.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Now that we're back in action. It's my pick, and I just went with Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader. It looks like a movie that was made for this kind of show, so why not? Let's have some fun. Bede, give us the rules, and let's get going with this movie.
Indeed. So what you need to do, everyone, is look up the movie Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But I'm pretty sure the movie is also playing on other streaming services, and as well as released on physical media. I'm going to count down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
You know, we've always said we have the meats, but the reality is you have the meat.
a big slippery sloppy ping pong dingle dong between your legs, and it deserves some attention. So for a limited time only, with every purchase of a beef and cheddar burger meal, I will personally slob on your knob like corn on the cob. We do not have corn on the cob, but god damn it, you will practically be a vegetable by the time I'm done giving you the gawk gawk super soaker 9000. The what Arby's blowjob is sure to put a smile on your face and a load in my mouth.
What the fuck was that?
Guaranteed. Arby's will suck your dick.
Thanks, Arby's.
I apologize.
Dude, I want Arby's to suck my dick. That'd be so tight.
Why didn't you go to Arby's and get a blowjob?
Buy one, get one free, and get your dick sucked, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, so basically,
five for five and your dick sucks.
So does that mean Arby's doesn't have a glory hole? They have an Arby's hole.
Wah wah. Wah wah.
Oh, doesn't play.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
That's one.
So once the yes, exactly. So once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Collard, are you going to see the world's biggest cheerleader cheering us on for watching her movie with Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader?
Let's do it.
All righty. Yes. Counting down in. But anyways, besides Colin, counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Go.
The Lion Gate production.
Dumb.
Oh, it is. What?
Who
I have
makes
a feeling this is something. Sorry, go ahead, Colin.
I was just saying, Lionsgate, you're like going downhill. Okay, like, how are you going to make like really good ass movies and then make Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader? Like, we already know this movie's going to suck.
Isn't this like Full Moon?
I thought it was Full Moon.
Apparently, it's but not.
Oh, there is no nudity. Oh, if it's this version, there is no nudity in this movie.
Yeah, but
dude, fuck you, Lionsgate. Now I'm pissed.
Jenna Sims.
At least I don't think.
Sean
Why
Young.
Is Sean Young in this movie?
Dude, who's Sean Young?
I think this was made Williams. For this is a made for TV sci-fi movie.
Oh. We haven't done one in ages, so. Oh my gosh, it's that guy from Final Destination 3.
Ed Raimi.
Ed Raimi! Ted Raimi, the winner of our first ever Tubi Achievement Award.
Well, don't get confused because there is another movie called Attack of the 50-Foot Cam Girl as well. So
that one has nudity in it, yeah.
That one's only an hour. This one's longer.
That one is definitely a Full Moon movie.
Yes. Oh!
That's an interesting opening credit sequence. I can't English.
We're back. She's on the attack. She's gotta be 50 foot tall. Hey, cheerleader.
Oh, Roger Corman. Roger Corman produced me.
Oh, okay, then we're 50-50 about nudity on this then.
Exactly.
Oh.
It's a butt.
Eye gap.
Oh. It's
pretty
a lot of
fair.
Arby's.
I see you.
Okay, so they're college age, so we don't have to feel weird.
Exactly.
They're not hard Canadian 30.
Oh! 55th years old! Oh! Oh, she hit a face.
That escalated quickly.
It did a little bit.
Hi, Brittany.
Oh no! Did she just get Botox, or did she get her ass beat by her boyfriend? What the fuck? What are with all those bruises on her face?
You just picked this movie so you and B can do the Jessica Zoll episode.
Oh my god, Stephanie!
No, the Stephanies. Oh yes.
Oh my those god, are Botox bruises. Those are not fucking zits, dude. Those are Botox bruises. I know them when I see them. I live in the fucking West County.
Stephanie, I'm better than you. And Vanessa can go away.
Like that? That's Sharon with the bad skin. So the Stephanies hate the Jessicas, and the Jessicas hate the Stephanies, but the Stephanies and the Jessicas both hate the Sharons.
That's how I would be if I cheerleaded. I would fall so hard. Like, want to see me cheerlead? Like,
yeah, let's go, Colin.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
and so you too can see Colin cheerlead by signing up for the Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon. .com/supernetwork, $1 a month. Let's go.
My titties are as big as hers, so I mean, like, it's.
Oh, no! There's a nerd! Help!
There's two of them! Ah! Nerd. My eyes! Ah!
Oh, my God, she's a nerd! He's a nerd!
Marcy, flush the nerd.
Dude, he's got some. Flush nerds down the toilet! Flush.
I'm totally confused if we can flush the nerds in the new timeline or not.
Oh my God, it's Ted Raimi and Treat Williams. I can't even with this movie right now. That nerd, Ted Raimi, help! Help!
Smoke Ted Raimi's hair. It's like a turn over, but not.
R.I.P. Treat Williams.
R.I.P.
Yes, R.I.P. Tree Williams.
Gary Nolte right now.
I love how the name tags are literally just stuck on their shirts, like taped on their shirts.
Yeah, it's like masking tape, dude. It's so tight.
This movie's like so little budget.
Yeah, we need to make this name tag. Freddie, what do you want, buddy? You can't have a 50-foot cheerleader. She's not been made yet. Off. Go sit down, sweetie.
Now, see, listeners, you could join the show and also see Colin cheerlead and also see Freddie interrupt the podcast.
He's going for another award.
Oh, that's a poor hedgehog. Bigger glasses are.
Why are her glasses bigger than her face?
Those are George A. Romero glasses.
Even this nerd here doesn't even have those big glasses. Oh my God, they just put masking tape over the Apple sign and wrote Station 13 on it.
Yes.
Are they trying to like cure like having a small dick and instead it accidentally turns someone into like a 50-foot person?
Yes.
I hope so. That'd be hilarious. Like how Ted Raimi looks like he's dressed up as Jeffrey Combs in Reanimator, minus the glasses.
He just needs the glasses.
It's borrow her glasses.
Is she gonna be the cheerleader who turns big?
I hope so.
I hope so, because she's fucking smoking.
You'll see, it's Mary Warrenoff, the principal from Rock and Roll High School.
Is it rock, really?
Rock and Roll High School.
Oh,
Rockaway Beach. Why do all the Ramones songs sound the same?
Because they are the same.
They are. They only knew three chords, and that was it. Or was it two chords? I don't remember.
I think it's only two.
No, Mrs. Batch will kill me if I use one of her needles. Wow.
Don't use one of them, dude.
Here's my name tag.
Yes. Love it.
I gotta find a way to stick it on.
Hold on, bro. We're on it.
Oh! It's Colin Green!
Dude, I had a dream like... Listen, I had a dream like that the other day. Like, and I was like the pillow. And I was like, this is the tightest shit ever.
Yes.
Dude, this is not my dream. This is my reality, okay? This is what I want my reality to be like.
This is what really happens on those college
kids. There we go.
Nikki Bella? Is that Nikki Bella?
No, it's not.
Dude, come on. Is it?
It looks like her.
Because if it is, I know what I'm jacking off to later.
Why is she angry?
Colin, you got to get your Bumble on, because apparently if she's going from town to town, she's looking for people to hook up with.
There we go.
Allegedly. Dude, is she?
Oh, Batch's got his name tag. I don't
want to get yes.
You beat me too.
What is happening right now?
It's Arts and Crafts segment on To Be Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah, apparently I can't work how tape works or some shit.
What is happening?
It's the head bitch.
Oh.
And she's scaring me.
Why did they paint themselves up like this for? Oh my God, Colin.
hey guys, you know how, why she, you want to know how you know she's the head bitch? You just check her knees and see if they're dirty.
Okay, I'll pay that.
That's okay, that's a 65% joke.
What are they even doing?
They're doing an initiation. Oh, we want to check if you got big boobs or not. Yeah, they look like a nice handful.
She looks really angry.
I think this actress who's playing the head bitch, I think she's a potential supporting actress contender.
I don't know what the fuck she's doing.
Now we're gonna test you.
Her face looks all red, so I'm guessing they drew all over her face and we didn't get to see it.
Oh, now she's sad. Oh my gosh, they're doing something that I wish I was doing.
It's Colin.
Aw.
No, not her. He's in the room doing the banging.
I wish. I thought I was fuck.
Terry Hatcher. Oh, wait, that's not her.
Oh, my God. Put a cross over her face. I thought you were breaking
out again. Hold on.
It is Sean Young.
It is Sean Young.
She's not young anymore.
Wah, wah.
She went. She's no longer Sean Young. She's Sean Old.
Shut the fuck up! I would still smash the shit out of that old bitch.
I made a bad joke, but he turned it into a terrible joke.
I would still 100% smash that bitch. 100%.
I mean, just be careful, Colin. You'll be sticking your dick in crazy, allegedly. Dude.
Listen, I was married, okay? I know what crazy is.
He knows what's up.
All right.
Yes.
Why was she air-dicking to her daughter?
Oh!
Yeah, she tried to stick something up his ass.
Why does she got hair like she's from 2003?
Ew.
They're playing.
Line up for tonight's festivities. We're going to play a game called Cocaine or Dildo.
is this girl going to start being pretty? Is she going to take off her glasses?
And then she's hot.
And then she's hot suddenly.
You know what?
She's gonna take some serum at the lab.
You know what's gonna happen? It's gonna be like she's all that, but it's gonna be she's all told that.
That was awful. That was so bad.
Headache, no regrets.
That's a different buzzer.
Showing me that gopher. Oh,
yeah, it's
what
your
is
asshole
it?
When you haven't shit for a week.
And that's your asshole with hemorrhoids.
Oh my God, it's all pink.
Science. Now, as a professor of science, this does reflect the scientific theory to experiment on yourself.
Yes. Inject yourself with some bimbo serum. Let's go.
Yes.
Oh, there's a spider.
And then get bit by a radioactive spider.
Yes. Webtails approved.
Webtails approved. Beat me to it.
Yes. And the spider's like, yep, nope.
He noped out of there. I'm assuming she's going to have to fight the spider at the end of the movie.
Ooh. Did John Peters produce this movie? Because that'd be hilarious if he did.
Probably shoehorned it in there. She's suddenly going to be hot. I'm calling it.
Why did she wipe the spider? Did she squish the spider and they cut it?
No, the spider walked off. Yeah, she's hot.
She was like, the spider was like, nope, and then just tailed it out of there.
Yep, she's magically turned hot with the bimbo serum.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be big. Her boobs, her butt, her hair, her eyes, her teeth.
And her
clitoris.
You can't, like, if you have trouble finding her clitoris, there's something wrong with you.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there. Yep, she got hot suddenly. She woke up with makeup on.
She woke up as Elizabeth's shoe.
She does look like Elizabeth's shoe.
Yeah, a little bit.
Deep fake Elizabeth shoe. She got a bust.
She got big tits.
Jet? Yes.
She might show them, though.
I was going to say, she's not showing us yet.
Hello.
It's Bede's girlfriend. What?
Shut up. Oh, she's going to look at herself.
Whoa, we got
tits. Yeah, okay, Ruby. We got tits.
Look at my tits. Look at them.
Woohoo!
Oh, you are looking at your own tits. It's the Zeta Beta Gator Raider Veda Beta Gator Later Mountain Dew Later.
14-22. Right results. Well, clearly this movie gets a nomination. Finally.
Yes.
I lost 102 kilos. Finally. I feel amazing.
Enjoy healthy and delicious. So, Marcy, I think the star of the movie needs to be up for Best Actress because we need more Best Actress contenders for the category. So.
Yeah. Live a healthier, better life. Live a healthier life, everybody. Oh, my God.
Trying to.
Going.
Yeah, if that scene wasn't in this movie, it would have been.
No boobs.
No boobs.
Look at my eyes. No boobs.
That's disturbing.
Only eyes. Only face.
Oh, Wild Secrets? I didn't even realize.
Oh.
No boobs. Wild Secrets.
Yeah, get Wild Secrets.
They're actually showing the products.
I know.
The Jackrabbit. Now we need Wild Secrets to make some 2B sponsored devices. So we need them to make Toby the Ghost.
Yes, 14-23. There we go. We're at.
And every time you use, and also every time you use it, it also ectoplasms when you finish.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not how dresses work. You're supposed to cover the other part of the bra.
I think it's meant to be a toga party, but these guys didn't get the memo. They just went shirt.
That Jessica is a terrible DJ.
Mm. Yes. As someone who used to be a DJ, I concur.
As someone who used to be a DJ, I also concur.
So.
What is up with this bitch? The head bitch is mental. What is going on?
I am many things, but I've never been a DJ. Holy
shit. Whoa. She's hot.
She's a stone cold fox.
Oh, she's pissed. It's just like the most regular dress.
She's a Catherine.
Hello there, dears. I'm Catherine.
I was going to say, I'm hotter than Elizabeth.
I'm hotter than all of you. Or Elizabeth. Elizabeth works too.
James Corden?
Oh my God. A little bit.
I'm Catherine, and I hate both the Stephanies, Vanessas, and the Sharons because they'll never be as good as me.
Why do these two look way older than everybody else at this party?
As they've been held back for 5 years in college.
Hard Canadian 30s.
Yes. He likes to keep exclusive clientele. Tell me. Tell me his name or I'll slice your fucking throat. Whatever. No! You need to grab a leaf and start fanning
or they'll be held to pay. What even are they on about?
They're not even wearing togas. A lot of them are just wearing them like they got towels around their bodies. That's not how that
is. That is what a toga party is.
You don't really go full toga in a college Kyle. Party.
Hey, Kyle.
What up, Kyle? Shout out to Kyle, my fellow buttender. So, who will be coming on this show soon? I keep threatening him.
Well, Kyle, you're welcome. Can you come over
here and help me inventory? I love the fact that the moment Collins steps out of the room for a second, we have a boob shot. It always happens every time.
And he missed it. Always. You
know what? No, forget it. We actually got to see tits in a movie.
Yes.
He's become less nerd-like now for some reason.
You take the less nerd serum. Oh my gosh, it is true. Men always think about the Roman Empire.
Especially this one.
I don't get it.
Well, there was a thing earlier this year, Batch, that somebody brought up the theory that at least, what is it, once a day or once a week, men think about the Roman Empire for some random reason.
No.
No, I think there's a validity to it. There's a validity to it. I mean, we're thinking about it right now.
Yeah, in that guy's case, he does.
Yes.
For a second, I thought it was the movie Timelines guy.
Yes.
It looked like him for a split second.
It does.
Now I can't unsee it.
Looks like Theo James from The Monkey.
A little bit, actually.
Yeah, she's just dressed up as Medusa and everyone else is like just dressed up in like their toga outfit.
Like the cheapest looking Medusa. Why is there a pirate at this party?
Army team.
Is this Kraven? Is he helping to unleash Kraven's pirate era? Why does he look like a hard Canadian 50?
Probably is.
We don't talk about the pirate era, you know.
Oh, sorry.
Too much pillaging and cuddles.
But why does he also look like Matt and Nick Jackson? Why does he look like both of them together as one person?
Well, he's the young buck, that's why.
He looks like the young buck.
Buzz me, I dare you. I dare you, buzz me.
I don't have a sound mod on today.
Ha.
These are
some sexy entities that can hire the champions, you know.
I think they need the work, bro.
This seems like training that you have to do when you have to work.
I need to get Uncle Rickham to audition a bunch of the new girls, so.
Mm. Yep.
What the
fuck? Oh, she got hit. She got hit in the head with a frisbee.
What even is this? Work me plank? What even is this initiation happening?
Why do I get the feeling by the time the main actress turns into a 50-foot cheerleader, it's in the last 10 minutes of this movie?
Oh, of course it will be.
I think that's what happens.
Kayfabe,
that's totally
how it works.
Kayfabe. Well, wait a second,
Turned into a dog.
Dude, where did the pirate come in? What the fuck? I go to take an emergency phone call for a second, and fucking everything's fucked up. Like, what happened?
You missed the boobs.
You missed boobs.
No!
She turned hot, and she was looking at herself in the mirror.
Fuck! God damn it, people. I hate when people call me, and it's important. I miss titties, all right? Fuck.
It's okay, Colin.
It's not okay, Bede. And you want to know why? Because it was an actual emergency phone call. So I had to take it. I couldn't be like, ignore. I had to actually take this phone call. And it made me miss titties. So what am I going to imagine about now tonight when I go
home? Well, you know what you can do right now, Colin?
Do you realize that 25 out of 100 men every year miss titties by taking important phone calls? This is a serious issue.
Dude, it's a very serious issue, and we need to do something about it. With my help, and if you pay me 50 cents a minute, I'll be able to fucking take those phone calls for you so you don't miss titties.
But then you're going to miss the titties.
Whatever, dude, you already missed titties.
2003, you weren't wrong, B. Sorry.
She does.
She really and mind does.
You, this is... And mind you, this movie came out in the early 2010, so she's 10 years late with that haircut.
She's 10 years late with that fashion.
She's Timu Elizabeth Shue.
exactly.
I'd still smash. Smash.
Yeah. No, I don't mean the main actress. I mean this girl.
Oh, okay.
Smash. 100%. Like, that, smash.
That other girl works at Wild Secrets.
Yes.
All day.
Yes. Why is that guy playing with his shaft thing in the background?
He's a guy. We all play with our shaft things.
Shaft thing.
Go sports!
I gotta take a selfie with my name tag on.
Yes.
Yes.
I will as well. Where's your name tag, guys?
Hold on, give me one sec.
I need to find tape and also,
I don't have tape. Might have something
to do with a cucumber. There you go. Post it in the group.
Right, yeah.
So that we can use it on the socials.
Hey! Colin,
Colin, look!
Look up!
I'm... Oh! When does her titties get bigger? Whoa. Like, when does she become 50 fucking... No, we don't want her to come and say that. We want... Dude, let's
She literally
go.
Put that towel on for a second. Just to watch
I am so glad I am wrong about this movie.
Whoa! Insane!
Those are fake as shit.
I am so wrong about this movie, so...
Yeah, a little bit. We get actual tits in it. Yeah. We get ass.
There we go.
I don't have any tape. I'm just putting it in between my jumper. There we go.
Anybody there?
My gosh, there better not be a Vanessa out here.
Why does she look 40 at this moment? What is up with movie timelines guy in this movie? Wait, that's not
him. Yeah. I hope you and your hand will
be very happy together. Come on, Tiffy, don't be like that. He looks Tiffany. She does.
Tiffany.
Dude,
she must have gotten fake tits in high school because this is a college dorm, right? This is a college campus.
Yes.
Dude, who's paying for those? By the way,
She went back to college after her first divorce. Mm-hmm. That paid for those tits.
Yeah. Yes.
No, she. Stripped and put herself through getting a boob job.
She's gonna get that real estate license.
Mm. Yes, she is.
She's gonna go. Fuck. She's gonna show Colin her new house.
Dude, I was supposed to go look at her fucking new house yesterday, and yeah, the real estate agent didn't look like that. I can tell you, that was a dude.
And he still didn't look that good.
Bro, that's gonna be
a spider.
It's the spider. It's a CGI spider.
That is amazing.
Hello, everyone. It's me, John Peters. I came to the movie. I came to Roger Corman, and I told him, you need to have a giant spider in your movie. I don't know what you need to do with it. You just got to put a giant spider in your movie.
That is some towel.
Yeah.
Dude, that is.
That was amazing.
Dude, that spider almost got pussy. Like almost this close.
She's the ultimate Stephanie. Mm.
Dude, when does that bitch die? Like, I don't like that blonde. Like, the fake tits just don't do it for me anymore. Like, sorry.
No.
Let me get Jessica Alba over here. Fucking. Where'd her Botox bruises go?
She got hot.
She took the Beyblade serum.
Hot.
Botox did its job.
We saw her boobs before too, while you were gone.
No, that's the one bitch I wanted to see her titties. I don't care about these other ones.
Oh well, hopefully we'll see her boobs soon. It's a Roger Corman production. There's always guaranteed boobs in every one of his movies.
Dude, I'm hot. I might have to take my shirt off. I can't because if I tape my name tag to my chest hair will rip off, and that's going to hurt.
Yeah, that'll not be pleasant. Whoa, let's
that's, 50, that's 50 more subscribers for that.
Dude, I saw a stripper dancing like this at a strip club one time, and she did coke with me.
Like, my gosh. They're having a cheer off.
Oh, and she's good.
Of course she's good. She's the main stripper in the movie.
She got all her moves from Carmen Electra.
That's how she's getting through college. You know that, right?
I would hire her for the main stage.
Yeah.
Dude, she's getting through college right now.
I'd make so much money off her. I mean, I would encourage her to make her own money and be a supportive, strong, independent woman.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I'd be like, listen, get out there and shake them titties, bitch. Make me that money.
Well, I can't say that.
I mean, sometimes you have to. You gotta be real with these bitches.
Oh!
No, I'm...
She jumped.
No, I run a good, clean, progressive, positive, mental and physical image club, so...
Don't let me manage it then, because I'll fuck it up. Like, I'll fuck it up.
You get floor 18.
I made a squad.
Okay, congratulations.
Oh, ad.
No! It's a KFC ad.
That was so fucking good, dude. What's FLG?
Charles Darwin licking good. What? Is that what it is?
Flaming licking good.
Finger licking good, not flaming. Finger licking.
If only KFC actually looked like that.
Yeah. Dude.
The funny thing is, though, it does here in Australia. It actually not looks here. Like it does in the picture.
It's disgusting here.
I want KFC. I hate you all. KFC!
Everyone knows Australian chickens are better.
I had wings for dinner.
You know what, Marcy? We all want something. It's not like I have big titty bitches everywhere. Like, I
mean, I don't have big titty bitches either. Yeah,
of course. And we're back.
What's the smash count? Because I'm already at like.
Oh, Roger Corman and John Landis.
And John Landis.
He killed a guy.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Oh no, I don't think that was allegedly.
Kind of accidentally is kind of responsible for three people dying and two of them were children.
Accidental manslaughter or deliberate.
We don't talk about the.
We don't talk about it.
Kayfabe.
Why are we talking about murdering people? I'll murder babies. What?
Colin, look up the controversy of the Twilight Zone movie, and all will be explained.
And we never had a big booby after that. It's time to put your phones away.
Son, I ain't putting no phone away.
I love stupid gags like that. They're amazing. Please put your
phones away. That was an iPhone 3.
Yeah.
She's pregnant.
No, she's gonna start getting big.
Well, yeah, no, she's pregnant.
She's getting her shark week.
Oh no, my Max Landis sense is tingling. He's in the area.
Out of there before he does a stunt gone wrong. Whoa! It's my God, does he hit him in the head?
That was what happened for on the Twilight Zone movie, bitch.
Roger Corman approves.
He did. Yes. He set it up and everything.
Told you she's pregnant. Her titties are bigger now. She's fucking glowing.
It's a metaphor for being pregnant, apparently.
Yeah, killing babies and shit.
Making baby boobalinis.
Shit right now.
Making baby boobalinis. Make an abortion joke and not be an abortion joke.
Biological sciences.
Huzzah!
At the ICU.
I see you.
Why is there a random skull there?
I got you. That's science.
Science, okay.
Oh, it's a whole skeleton. I bet somebody in this lab fucks the skeleton.
Oh.
That's too much. I mean, they're getting boned.
Yeah, they're definitely getting boned.
Did somebody say boning skeletons? Hello, everybody. Boo.
You're just here to watch the boobs.
It's boobs. I can't contain myself.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it, Toby.
Toby, did you need to spray them all over my tits? Come on.
Sorry, Marcy. Sometimes a ghost stick, you just never know where it's gonna be because it's always somewhere on the sheet. It can just pop out of nowhere.
What am I supposed to tell people now that there's ectoplasm all over my tits. It's not coming off.
Well, this element's that special sauce from McDonald's that dripped on you.
Now, Toby, hello, Toby. Toby Alexander, the sexy ghost shot. Toby's maiden, baby Blue Bellini's biological mother. Why are you ectoplasm all over my tits?
Because if I did, Alexandria, you would try to eat me. Just saying.
That is true.
But also, every time you eat me, you're like, no.
That's my joke.
Dude, I'm so hard right now. You should turn this music off.
And also, what that music is turning me on too much. I need to get out of here. I love yous all. I'll talk to yous all later. Bye.
Oh my god, he's got an eye patch!
Master Catherine, my Catherine, I gotta figure out a way to get rid of Toby, because now that I have baby Boobly, he's grabbing my sound.
normally, when he echoes on someone else's tits, you use that as an excuse to leave.
Okay.
Catherine.
Where's that? Thank you. Where's that music coming from? I was about to fucking orgasm.
So is no one noticing that she's just like
taller,
7 feet tall now?
Yes.
No.
Come on, Panthers.
You know what? That camera dude is like taking all those pictures of her, and he's all like,
"That's a huge bitch."
Yep.
Oh, you beat me to it. I've been looking for that all since I knew it was
rich.
Damn you,
oh my god, she's lifting him.
Oh, there's Ted Raby again.
Gee, I don't even know what he's wearing at this
point. He's cosplaying as his brother Sam.
He's turning into Joseph Park.
So nobody's worried she's like 20 feet tall at this point?
No.
Look at that false perspective.
He could eat her out while standing up.
I was going to say, dude, isn't that the perfect height?
Dude, that's my dream right there, bro. Like, I don't have to get down and lay down on my fucking fat stomach. That's the dream, bro.
Dude, why don't you just get him to sit on your face? Then you can lie down.
I mean, you can do that sometimes, but sometimes you can't, all right? It's not a. It's an in the mood thing. All right.
Oh, okay.
I'd love it if a bitch sat on my face, dude.
Why is it when I see these two together?
It's the pirate and the thing fighting in the background.
Is he like? Well, when these two are together, it looks like they're Tom Cruise or Nicole Kidman. And I'm assuming
pirate movie timelines look alike, guy.
It is. I'll kick his ass. Is the pirate like the team mascot?
What? I'm assuming. Right. Yes. Background.
What's Sean Williams Scott's brother doing in this movie?
What is happening?
Beat that bear's ass like in the
he's
woods.
He's got his sword.
He took Johnny Depp's cocaine.
No, they're doing a remake of Grizzly 2, the Predator.
He just broke his neck.
Yeah, what is happening?
Go to sleep.
Replicating,
go to sleep. You're doing the
fun run, right? They replicated the John Reese Davies and Grizzly fight from that movie.
That movie was amazing.
Dude, she's doing the fun run. She's going to win. Her legs are like fucking...
Oh, he's giving him the yellow beard.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, he is. Oh.
That pirate is committing murder out on that football field.
Sexy mountain. Sexy mountain.
Sexy mountain. I'm gonna climb that shit like Mount Everest.
Kilimanjaro that shit. Dude, these guys have worse puns than you, Bede.
They might have more clever than these guys.
Slightly, yes.
Are they?
I mean, I would like to reach up and touch her peaks.
Is it a fun run in your undies?
If they're doing it in the... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
How you going?
Normally, these are done naked.
Yeah, dude, I was about to say, we have a naked bike ride here, and dude, it's not what you think it is. It's not good.
I can't imagine riding a bike naked would be kind of uncomfortable.
Dude, let me tell you, when they take the seat off the bike, it's kind of uncomfortable.
Unless I replace it with a dildo, I don't want no bike action when I'm naked.
If they're doing this fun run without any clothes, does this mean that it's a fun run?
Oh my god. You're gonna get off. Whoa.
It's in their hair. Oh no.
No, just not the eye, Colin. Not the eye.
Dude, that bitch got in the eye real quick.
She got an eye and hair.
They are lactose intolerant.
I don't know why that
whole piece is so hard. It's fucking lactose intolerant. Whoa, is it me? Did somebody say lactose intolerant jizz? Hello, everybody. It's me, Tamayo.
Oh, is that non-dairy
cum. It's not dairy.
It's low fat.
Exactly. That's what. Ever since I lost my baby, Bubalini, I had to spare my time, so I actually created gluten-free, dairy-free jizz.
Did you come up with that, Louise? Because those photos are still going around of you though at the Slippy Dipshits concert tomorrow.
You guys are laughing. That was all Slippy Dixie Fixie's fault.
Kayfabe, right?
Kayfabe,
brother.
It was all their fault. You saw nothing. It was all CGI.
That is how Louise drinks wine.
I was going to say.
Dude, I mean, that is a truth.
So I heard a rumor that Baby Boo Bellini will be back in a future episode.
Ooh. I mean, I miss a Baby Boo Bellini.
Baby Boo Bellini is going to drop all the bombshells, I've heard.
Oh.
But it's not this week. It's gonna come up soon.
Watch me. Oh, I miss it so much. I better get back to making my gluten-free, dairy-free gin for our wild secrets. I thought he's all late.
Don't
dairy-free.
Ask me why I am weirdly invested in this movie.
She drinks Jack Daniels like a good brother.
Yeah.
I imagine she's like got platform shoes about this big with the soles.
She's getting bigger. Her tits are gonna get bigger. So is her vagina.
Her vagina very soon is gonna be a big opening.
It's gonna be a wide opening, mate. You
know what? Wide open spaces.
You'll be able to ride on her clitoris and still say, "Where is it?"
He can give her the shock and dark.
You can't give her. She'll give it to you.
You can organize a spelunking expedition in her vagina once she gets big. Shut
up. And still, Mead won't know where the clit is. Just so sad.
Oh.
Dude, sometimes it's hard, man. It's hard to find. I know it's
under
a little
it is
hood.
Hard, but we're talking about the clit, though.
I'll be a bit worried if you can't find the opening, at least.
Now, Mead, and the last Fossum Friday Point Break episode that is never coming out, there was a great bit we had to bring over to this show. We were saying that you have to go to the brothel that's across from your house. And somehow we got on the topic of reading one-star reviews from this brothel on their Google reviews.
Yes. Well, first of all, this is the state for our audience. I have not attended this brothel.
You should, for science.
You fucking should. For science.
Oh my
this
god,
podcast.
The spider's
here comes
coming.
The spider.
Look at his
She's
face.
Gonna become Spider-Man.
He is.
There's a fucking giant spider. Oh my god.
Brandon!
You're on your own. Oh my god, spider.
I don't want to be Spider-Man.
Yes, you do.
Bring
that
me
way
Spider-Man.
I wanted pictures of Spider-Man.
Oh, the spider bit. The spider jizzed on.
How did she get that big?
She's like huge.
Mate, if you can't find her clit when she's that big, I'm so scared for you.
Dude, she'd have to use a fucking lawnmower to cut her bush.
The director's the director's not paying attention. And like, isn't she too big? Yeah, it's good. No one's paying attention to this movie.
No one cares.
The director directed this movie like we pay attention to movies on Tubi Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's just even taller? Yeah, that's totally normal.
Let's go, baby.
How did she get that big?
Son of a...
Sorry. Why is she in a towel now, suddenly?
Because her clothes don't fit. Get with
the
yeah,
burger. Obviously. The clothes...
They're not made of unstable molecules, so they don't get bigger like she does.
Yep. Yeah. Even though the clothes earlier totally did.
And you say no problemo.
Okay.
Totally did.
Oh dear God.
Now see, can I ask you a personal question? Do you relate to Ryan Merriman in this scene now?
Yeah, I know. Everybody ever feels as tall as she is compared to me.
Why are you licking my belly button? That's how big her clit is. She is a China clit.
We've got a mess. Yeah.
Ben just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Little dick clit.
Okay. Yeah. Ugh. I get to Trey Parker. Oh.
My gosh, they're on the set of Blood Rage.
I mean, you'd have to, you fuck her with your whole body. Like she just sticks to your head inside her pussy.
Pretty much. Oh, my naked lady.
That's how she sneaks someone into jail. You grew again?
My little. He's all naked.
I know, I can see a titty. The new compound must have altered my hypothesis.
Yes, she clearly is not in that pool.
The audio did not match her lips whatsoever there either. Over there, Dr. Feelgood.
She's gone from being looking like she's gone from Elizabeth Shue to Elizabeth Huge.
God damn it, Bede.
Anyways, yes, would anyone be interested to hear some of these reviews from the brothel across the street?
Yes.
Is Toby gonna read them though?
Yes, Toby get back in here.
Oh, okay, I'll ask him. Toby, do you ever come into here and read these reviews for me again? Look,
I'm gonna call them. Sure, we're halfway.
Ooh, what up, bro?
All right, I'll read these brothel reviews from the brothel across the road from Bede's house. This is a one-star review. This is the worst brothels I have ever seen. Meet with Kate there. She's totally worst. She took 50 extra for some special service, but didn't provide extra service. Every time she pushed me do faster, never channeling back to this place.
Imagine writing that review.
Also, I turned up early as I was excited for my monthly sexual encounter. To my horror, my first encounter with the young lady was her crusty knickers. Actually, they were more like bumps and patches.
Ew. What is happening right now?
However, I had prepaid for an hour, so I decided to soldier on, but sadly, it was a mood killer, and the best I could produce was a soggy soft on. I decided at that point that there was the point continuing the session, and I ragged as fast as I could to safety of my car. I won't be back.
Act 4434.
Dude, this is the greatest bit you've ever done, dude. This is
yes.
So fucking
funny,
dude.
One star review. Useless service. Useless reception doesn't even do his job. Very dirty place, never get clean. 1 out of 10 girls. Quantity is 1 to 2, usually.
Bro, I'm crying over here.
Sounds like the worst brothel.
How are you gonna go to a brothel and bitch about the receptionist?
Right?
Ben, you need to go to this brothel for science. We need to do something.
Oh my god, dude, I need you to fucking go, and I need you to just do it, dude. Just go for me, please.
Let me live out.
We need to donate to get Nate to go to the brothel.
Yes.
How much is it, dude? I'll send you money. How much is it? For real.
We need you to go, bring your phone, and then we'll do some interviews with some of the staff.
Yeah, dude, just say you're with a podcast and you're doing a podcast about sexy bitches and see what happens.
Yes.
Also, Babe wanted me to rate these other reviews for you.
Okay.
Sonya stole my liver and beat me up for $17 I had in my wallet. 5 stars.
Did that say
that? Sonya injected me with euthanasia and stole my feelings of prosthetic leg. Would not recommend. 2 stars.
Whoa.
Sad. Sonya ain't working anymore. 1 star.
Oh, poor Sonya.
Yeah, poor Sonya.
What's up with the lemons and avocados? 5 stars. That's all the reviews that are left. So yes, I'll see you all later. Bye.
I need to find a new brothel to review next week. This bit's not going away.
We're going to go through all the brothels in Australia.
Yeah, I will pay for you to go to one of these brothels. Like, I don't like it's for science, dude. It's for the podcast. You have to do it. All right.
I mean, it's for science and for research.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, dude. You're going to go
in there. Tell me you're going to pay him an exposure.
Just avoid the sneakers.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people listen to the 2B Tuesday podcast? That's probably more people you see on a Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, we should ask one of the whores to come on the podcast. Like that, like work across the street. Like, listen, I do a podcast. Listen. Or watch this movie. I need you to come on and you need to talk about what you do. Because my co-host in America doesn't believe me, and I need you to come in here and do it.
I just need to find out who the Sonya is, to be honest.
Yes.
I'll call. What's the number? Is it long distance?
No.
Yes.
What's it called? Yes.
I'll message it to you.
Yeah, message it to me. Give me the phone number. Yes. I'll call him right now.
This doesn't look like
me. I'll call him on the podcast. I'm like, listen, I'm coming to Australia and I really want to fuck an Australian girl and I'm very, very shy. So I need this brothel.
Colin, this is content for a future Pop 4D podcast, which you can listen to on the Pop 4D network, available on podcast reports.
Dude, legit. I will 100% call this fucking brothel and be like, listen,
yeah.
I'm on my way to Australia in about a couple weeks. I need to make a reservation for what's her name?
Sonya.
I need to make a reservation for Sonya, please. She still work there? She doesn't work there anymore? What?
No, I don't think she does.
What happened to her? Is she okay?
Is she all right? Like,
she ran off with that guy's fillings and prosthetic leg. She's probably on the run somewhere.
I mean, I've been reading all these reviews, and I really want to get with her. Like, I think I might be attracted to her.
That's kind of my thing. I mean, my fillings ripped out.
Yeah, I just take them out.
I honestly think the person who stole the fillings and prosthetic leg was probably someone who hasn't been on the show forever, Brock Connors.
Probably.
Yes.
Dude, she's just stealing gold fillings out of like fucking Schindler's List and shit. Like, that's so bad, dude.
Oh! It went back to normal, the spider leg.
Hell yeah.
That's normal. That's still huge.
It is a pretty big fucking spider leg. It's an Australian spider, okay?
I was going to say, that's more like the leg of a cattle spider. Have you seen a cattle spider? Those things are fucking massive.
It's a shame you'd have to go spelunking to have sex with you, though.
Oh!
We already made that joke.
I already made that joke, lady.
The movie Apple is behind on our jokes.
Larry made that joke, Avril Lavigne. World's best cook.
What are you doing? Blending in, what's it look like?
Ah, Trey Williams, I just came up here to get some dinner.
That doesn't sound like Trey Williams at all.
He's overcooking the sausages.
In this movie, he does.
Science. Zemkam security. Ex-military,
mostly. Nice fellas. Once you get to know them. I feel like they're racist in that face paint somehow.
I see you, racist.
Exactly.
Dude, it's so hot in my apartment.
That's racist, bitch.
That's racist, bitch.
I'm over here sweating. There is no right or wrong. Just Matrix.
I like how Trey Williams' career is like consistently starring in like high quality acclaimed projects and stuff like this.
And crappy TV shows.
Yes.
He knew exactly what movie he signed up for this.
Exactly.
It could have easily been Ted McGinley, though.
Hmm.
Oh, hello. What's happening here?
No, it's the main bitch, I think.
She's trying to seduce the nerd.
She wants to get big too.
She wants to get big too.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be
so they can fight. They're fight.
Oh my gosh, it's like gonna be Godzilla. A Godzilla kaiju battle.
Oh my god,
for real, dude! I can't wait. Ripping titties flying everywhere and shit.
Wait,
it's gonna be a bimbo kaiju.
Bimbo Kaiju. Can we make that into a Tubi movie, Bimbo Kaiju? One of the characters is named Hotzilla. Oh!
Alrighty.
Dude, I love polka dots. Alright, I'm already hard. This is not helping. All that brothel talk got me in the mood.
Those crusty underwear
did it for me. Put me over the edge, man.
You got science to do, lady.
I mean, she's focused on his science right now. What'd you say? Come on. You can tell me.
Is that the stuff? Oh, it's going to make her tiny because it's a shrinking thing.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious. She shrinks her boobs.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be
here, dude.
Right in her tits.
They're fake anyway. She couldn't feel it.
Probably not. How do you accidentally put two syringes in a boob each?
I don't think it was an accident, Marcy. I think he deliberately stabbed her.
I know, and they're not even sticking on properly.
Yes. They probably didn't go through the bra.
No.
What X-ray is just like looking back compared to everyone else.
I was like, what?
Like he's still doing it.
Yeah.
He was getting shit in.
Yes.
If that he wanted to make raised. Sure.
He wanted that FaceTime really bad.
Yep. He did a bead in a movie.
Dude, she is painting, not nail paint.
No,
painting
actual
her
paint.
Nails, dude. That's hilarious. I'm so glad.
Are they gonna need like a weed whacker to trim her bush?
I just said that. A lawnmower, bro.
To get the leaf blower.
Dude, I almost spit. That's hilarious, dude. Boop, boop, boop. It's me, Mom. You're
so. Why is the phone?
Turn it off. Unplug the phone. Unplug the phone.
I'm not peeking.
Hello, Louise.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lass. I see that you are all watching my trainee, Sean Young.
Your trainee?
Your trainee.
Yeah, she's my trainee because I taught her that she had to call people, but she said I had to keep up with the times. I can't use rotary phones anymore. I have to use FaceTime and Zoom.
Yeah, but that means we have to see you, your drunk ass, so.
All the time.
I mean, I look pretty good looking when I'm really, really drunk. Let's just say that.
No, you don't.
I mean, How else was I able to get Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, I don't believe that ever happened, Louise.
That's not Leonardo. That's Tamario. I heard Tamario, are you there, Tamario? Are you there with Louise right now, Tamario?
I am not with Tamario. I don't know where these are getting these lies. It's all shams. This is propaganda perpetrated by Craven.
I just saw him float through the background. He's in the room with you.
That was a bed sheet.
Okay. There's pesto on the side of your face.
Go, Louise, go like this. Go like this.
I don't know what you're talking about. Talk to this whole lady.
No.
I think they're canoodling. Mm-hmm. Taking you to remote installation, Mr. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
I can't handle Ted right now.
That's a sick burn, bud. Just comes on a bike.
Skirt. Why are they
armed? Is everybody like all the henchmen dressed up like Sting?
They're going to the college football game, dude.
Like I said, it feels a bit racist for some reason.
Against people in the hospital and people in the ICU.
Exactly. I'm glad that Craig Williams, like,
don't tase me, bro.
The ICU, this should have been the ICP, damn it. Oh!
And I'm glad that he admitted he got a total boner from seeing a 50-foot chick.
Yes. Now, hold on, honey, I got this.
Run, you giant bitch!
Yeah, run, bitch!
Come back! Come back, huge bitch! I gotta use this weapon I bought from Wild Secrets!
It's not like they can't find her. She's 500 feet tall. Like,
she's up there.
Yeah, dude. They see her above the buildings.
This movie,
be a massive puddle of piss when she had to go to the toilet.
They should have just had her. They should have just had her peeking around the corner behind them already.
Yeah.
See, this movie is false advertising. She's not even 50 feet anymore. She's 100 feet. What kind of bullshit is this?
Take a piss on them right now. It'd be hilarious.
That's a different movie. I'm sure that one exists somewhere.
Probably. College kids. He's fantastic.
He could be a supporting ad. It's an Ampol ad.
57.59. Make sure you get your petroleum at Ampol.
Yes.
Dude, I smell like petroleum right now. I do a fucking fill up a gas tank and like it exploded everywhere.
Well, see, we will have KFC tomorrow when we catch up.
That does not look like something they have here.
They're
just gonna shoot this big bitch? Like, what are they gonna do?
Don't worry, Marcy. We'll have KFC tomorrow before we go see our movie.
I will not be Zimkim's science experiment. Yeah, you tell him.
Yeah.
Squash him.
I'm like, why does right. he step on him?
Yeah, just pick him up and eat him. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Just throw him like an action figure. Just pitch him.
Exactly.
She's probably really hungry. I'm sure she can't eat enough food.
Really? He did that on her butt?
Attack on Titan.
Attack on
Titan. Yeah, that one was good. That was...
She's angry now. What the fuck?
Suddenly it's a 3D movie?
You know what that gun that Trey Williams has looks like? It looks like one of those old guns they used to have for the Super Nintendo, that, like, long...
Oh shit! Yeah, dude, yeah.
The Zapper thing, yeah.
Yeah, the Zapper thing. Look at these jugger hoes.
What the fuck? He's taking photos!
That's hilarious.
Hey, do you want to subscribe to my channel, Movie Timelines?
I apologize. What's his name? Josh Spiegel. It just kind of looks like you, dude. I know you don't listen to the show, but you know, if you want
we can talk about every movie that you're in every decade.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to come on the show, we'll send you an email.
You know, of course, that
yes.
No lewd conduct is allowed in this house.
Oh, I've already had great. I've already had trouble at a rock and roll high school. Now I'm having trouble at Big Tit College.
Big Tit College.
Big Tit College.
Oh my gosh, that could be another. Oh my gosh, that could be another 2B movie we could write. Big Tit College.
Done. I'm writing it right now.
No, thank you. No, I'm good.
I'm gonna put
it. I'd say I'd do it, but I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of writing a fucking actual, like.
Oh my God, she's still got those things in her tits. Take them out, you weirdo.
Marcy, if she does, her breast implants are going to come out with them.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's the only thing that saved her life was her breast implants.
3D.
Exactly.
It'll just Free be double her breast D's. Implants that grow.
Uh-oh.
The shit didn't even get injected in.
Are you waxing your pubes? Hashtag, are you waxing your pubes? I'm not going to lie, I kind of love this movie.
I bet, Marcy, when you picked this movie, it's like, oh, this could just be, you know, kind of movie, but you're enjoying this way
too much. I just thought it might be a bit of fun. It'll be pretty stupid. We'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm actually invested in this movie now.
Well, I think she's got to be a supporting actress nominee. Oh, she's now big too.
Oh, yeah, okay. So what is Ed Langenray?
Oh, my God.
How are they doing this on the soccer field? Like, isn't the dean like, what the fuck? Where is all of your, is this where your budget is going every year? Like, what the fuck are you doing making big bitches like this?
Pardon me.
The dean is just like, nah, son, like, we can't fund this anymore. Like, you're taking up our whole soccer field. Our soccer team's actually really good this year.
We need to practice. Get off the field.
Yeah, they need to practice.
Where is everyone else on campus right now? Oh, there's a blimp.
First of all, we don't want giant women at our college because they keep trying to drive away all our business. And also, she's having sex.
Oh, she wants a movie timelines. Let's go. Whoa. Oh!
Yes!
Whoa!
Hey, wait, come on. This is too much
She's going to swallow him.
She crushes his shit. Like, his pelvis is just done. It's just dust.
He's trying to hide his moose knuckles.
Look at that green screen.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not even going to show us a male ass. What kind of shit is this?
I'm sorry, but it's in this contract. Who doesn't want to bang like a massive chick like that? Come on.
I mean, it would be like having sex with like some of the wrestling mommies.
Why don't you want to have sex with giant women?
I mean, those wrestling mommies are like, no. I mean, yeah, people would have seen her being that big. Where are the news helicopters?
He's like, it's a special effect.
Come on.
Yeah, I think you're right, Marcy. I think this is a movie that knows exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Totally.
Treat Williams knew what the fuck he signed up for.
I had that phone.
I think we all had that phone at some point. Oh!
Is she looking at her for JJ?
Oh!
That was the funniest part of the entire movie, that her fucking vagina was a cave.
In her vagina. We have just watched a movie where Treat Williams yodeled into a giant vagina.
The next time I eat some bitch out, I'm saying yodeling you.
Well, Marcy, what else? Yeah, go ahead.
Just yodel in the vagina.
Yodel.
Dude, I'm going to. I want to so bad. I wonder if I could. Came to college for,
I mean, what else are you supposed to do with a huge opening but like echo into it?
I mean, it would be even funnier if bats just flew out of it. Like, that would have been hilarious.
Wait, how is the field free for a game now suddenly? And where yes. are all these people come from?
It's not the what? Soccer field. It's the football field they're on.
Yeah, no one plays soccer in America. What's wrong with you?
Right, that's why it's empty.
Okay, I just had a look. The director of this movie is someone who we've done a movie of his before on this show.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the director of this movie, Kevin O'Neill, also directed Sharkapus versus Werewolf.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What a lovely school. I am so glad you made it. You know I never miss a homecoming game. Well, sure, but...
I'm sorry, I had to go bother Tim Burton so I could be Catwoman in Batman Returns.
What happened to Catwoman? You don't know? No.
She really wanted to be Catwoman.
Is that Michelle Pfeiffer?
No.
No. She wanted to be Michelle Pfeiffer, though.
Is that Terry Hatcher?
You made that joke earlier. No.
The fakest
she's totally
shit
naked.
Oh.
Dude, turn around. I gotta see the bush. I gotta see this giant ass lawnmower size.
She gives no fucks.
They're just stripping these giant things for some reason.
Because it's the only clothes their size.
Yeah. Literally.
Dude, we cannot let those douchebags take Cassie.
Well, I know we won't. Okay, check it out.
Are they still on the soccer field?
Yes.
Oh,
look at that giant needle.
Where did you get a giant syringe?
You know, we have science.
You know, for your giant heroin, that's what you need. Like... She's a party girl, remember? She likes to do drugs and drink.
What is it? Where did he get that from? Oh, Jesus.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there was underwear on that thing.
Yes.
Yes. You know, our last episode of this show was Get Off My Lawn. I'm just going to say, to connect it back to this movie, this college is just down the road from that house.
Yes.
Get Off My Lawn.
Yes.
Yes.
You call
me a freak. Get off she my is lawn.
Just, and she is the sister of the main of the villain of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
It really is starting to look more like Josh Spiegel from Movie
it
Time.
It does! And it's freaking me out!
Yeah, she's breaking the entire gig.
Oh. Genius. Genius.
To quote Martin Scorsese, cinema.
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 Look at all that trash.
Cinnamon.
Look at all that trash. There's no way there's that much trash on the soccer field. No one plays soccer.
Except for well, that's a typical American thing to say.
Listen, okay?
Listen.
Here in America, we play real football. Not that pussy, we can't use our hands
Colin.
Shit. All right?
Oh, Colin. In Australia, we play real football. In America, you guys have your helmets and your pads. In Australia, with our football, we don't wear any of that shit. We get all the concussions here.
That's not true. Who fucking... No soccer player killed their entire family, okay?
Oh, well, I mean, no we one. Have rugby football, which is hardcore as shit.
Did they kill their whole family?
Oh, well, they do a lot of drugs.
Well, when you find really out that they haircut. Killed their family from CTE, come back and tell me that rugby and soccer are pussy.
Look at that garbage can. He literally is turning into Jeffrey Combs before my eyes.
He is. Rady. What is happening?
He just dextered that guy.
Mm. He did.
Worth it.
Getting kicked in the stomach is highly overrated.
Oh, Kyle, are you okay?
I'm great too. Thanks for asking.
Hey, shut up, Avril Lavigne.
Okay, listen to me. I'll inject you with the antidote. You'll shrink back to normal size. Just slip right out of those, okay?
Yeah. I'll help.
I bet you want to help.
Oh, it's been a little bit since I played this soundbite.
That's a huge bitch!
Don't you get it?
a rival company. All right, if we eradicate Renew from your cells, you know, he'll leave you alone.
I heard about Brittany's rampage. Renew made me more aggressive. But in her,
how did she hear about the rampage? It hasn't even happened.
She's just been there. Like, she hasn't talked to anybody.
What?
She can see it. She knows where she is. You can see where she is.
She's on Tall Girl Twitter.
Tall Girl Twitter. Oh, those girls are just showing off their undies.
Yes, that was earlier in the movie.
Yes.
It's the crusty undies from the brothel.
Oh my gosh.
See, that's the Jessica. The other girl's the Stephanie, and this is their showdown.
Jessasaurus versus Stephazilla.
Yeah, something like that.
Do you have a statement? Is there anything you want to say?
Oh my gosh, I'll just say that all Stephanie's are dorks.
What is happening right now?
Oh yeah, Treat Williams is still in this movie.
Marcy, he was only just here 5 minutes ago.
And what happened in 5 minutes? And
who are you? I mean, that is also true.
We're the only guys who can help you. We're also the guys who can cut you down a side.
So yeah. I'm a bad guy. Man.
As a very, very tall, giant woman, she doesn't eat a lot of sugar because if she does, she's going to get
diabetes.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it, Bede. God damn it.
You're ruining it, Bede.
Can we talk?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Eat him.
I think she is going to eat him.
No, fucking ad at this point.
Chicken.
KFC. 1 hour, 11 minutes, 54 seconds.
Oh, look how she's running.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
No, he's
pretty. Oh my gosh, she gave him a giant wedgie. Fucking nerd. I mean, sorry, fucking Dean.
Yeah.
Nerd. Is it my time already? What's going on?
Yeah, it's time for the football game at the other stadium.
Go sports.
When did the sun go down?
Yeah.
Now,
down so quickly.
Whoa.
So all of this is so she can just do some cheerleading.
Yeah.
Give me a big B. She's going to be wearing a cheerleader outfit.
Yeah, they should have had giant cheerleader outfits.
See you entering the Bring It On franchise is weird.
I know Bring It On went into weird directions.
I mean, in the last movie, they went into horror movie slasher territory.
I'm surprised they didn't go to space.
Yet. The key word is yet.
Yet. Bring It On in space.
Run, pirate, run!
The pirate is gonna be the best. Just
yes.
I love how the crowd has ran away, but they're still in the stand in the background.
It's almost like it's a still image.
It is. You've been at my butt since the day we met. What did I do to you? You were the nerdy little science girl. My gosh, it's gonna turn into a wrestling match.
Dude, I'm telling you, titties better be flopping out of those things and everything.
It's Charlotte Flair versus Nikki Bella.
Whoa, it's a slip attack.
Dude, the announcer is announcing this fight. Be quiet and listen to this.
Oh!
Somewhere in the stand.
That was a cut punt.
Somewhere in the stand, Ruth Gordon's like, you gotta hit him like this, honey.
Yeah.
I taught those girls well.
Hell yeah, I remember dude. When I was 50 foot. Oh, hey now.
Whoa. Step into my world.
Oh. And everyone's got their popcorn out. And yeah. Every dude is masturbating in the stand right now.
Dude, 100%.
Look, they are, yes. Dude.
This is like that oil wrestling we watched that time.
Oh, we did.
Yep.
Dude, that's so hot. Oh, my God. I can't wait to watch. Dude, is this on Pornhub? Because I probably
whoa!
Need to...
I'm hitting on her face.
Let's go, baby.
Whoa.
Big opening. Big opening. Big opening.
Hello. I can't find your clip.
Where's the clip?
It's to the left.
Better get out of that Super Nintendo gun.
Is that the angry comic book nerd?
He is.
Oh, damn, bitches.
Whoa, oh, I did it.
Yes.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Here we go.
You're gonna slap each other with their boobs.
Dude, this is way better than Squid Games.
Oh, she did a titty attack.
She titty jobbed her head. It was a tit block.
Damn. Whoa.
Whoa.
Go team.
Literally.
Go team titties. Let's go.
Hurrah. My titties are out.
Hi, Mom. I have giant titties now.
Aren't you proud?
I did it for you, Mom. I did it for you.
I did it for you, Rock.
I did it for you, Titty Hatcher.
Dude, that was... Oh, she's coming back. Oh.
She's getting bigger.
She's becoming even bigger. It really is going to be Death by Snoo Snoo.
Even the commentator's impressed. Like...
Dude, it's the funniest shit of this movie, dude. Like, when they're fighting, yeah. They're like... He's like, well, he's bitch slap.
And this guy just filming the entire time. What?
Dude, I would. Wow. I was filming that entire time,
that's
dude.
That's Colin right there.
Yeah, dude. Pornhub right then. It's all over.
You're making money.
So big. Oh, she hit her in the... He hit her in the ass.
Zap, zap, zap.
This is the coolest thing I have ever seen.
I'm gonna stomp you like a cockroach.
Damn, bitch.
Yo! That's true. Her undies ripped.
Yeah. Imagine if you got lodged up her asshole.
I mean, it's fine.
I mean, there could be worse things, Marcy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shitty job, but somebody's got to do it.
I guess.
She just gave her a whole bunch of Ozempic. She's about to shrink really fast.
Yes. Yep. Best Ozempic ad ever.
Yep. I love how it's just cheerleader moves for the fighting.
Oh, yes.
We have a winner! Yeah, I think it's a bit late to cover your tits now, love.
Yes.
Thanks, Mom.
Anyway, back to my wine.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Louise taught her well.
Drinking.
Looks like your antibodies worked. I guess it'll take a while to whip up another batch.
Well, it's a good thing I have these.
Woo, he... Oh, I hope it ends with him putting the injection himself so he can be huge, too.
That's his blue chew. What are you talking about?
He got it is blue chew.
Did I tell you she was a great cheerleader?
Yeah.
She's also naked. She's going to shrink out and become a...
the fuck out.
She's going to shrink and go back down to being a fucking nerd again. I mean, a hot
fucking...
Sure,
everyone already saw her everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Never looked better.
Imagine all the porn that's going on Pornhub as we speak.
Yes, right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Where can I find a 50-foot cheerleader that shrinks and's like, I fucking love you. I want to have your babies and just do all of the bad things to me that you imagined in science class.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, if you're out there, I gave my phone number out like a couple weeks ago. Just shoot me a text, all right? I'm...
Is she going to be tiny or just normal sized? Okay, she's
normal. It's going to be a baby. Oh.
Oh, no, she is. Is she? No.
No, I think she's normal size.
Yeah, she's normal size.
Oh, no, she is. She's drunk.
Tiny. Oh, my gosh, Marcy, she's turned into you. She's Marcy size.
Wow, B, that's fucking rough right there, bro. You can't do that.
She Marcy said it first.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's okay.
No.
No.
I'm going to have to host. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to host a podcast now.
Dude, she is a perfect dick sucking height. Like, legit. She didn't have to. She
also,
can stand up and suck dick.
Heard that a few times. I mean, what?
Also, coming up next on Tubi, Summer Camp. Filthy McNasty, Bikini Spring Break, Star Slammer, and, of course, Murder Size.
Boom, baby. Where's Jess at? I need her on this podcast. Come on, Jessa Flux. Get over here. What happened?
Yeah. Well, that concludes this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays.
I hope you're sober.
we all want our own 50-foot cheerleader, I'm pretty sure, after watching
Dude, that. I'm about to make one. I will become a scientist. Like, legit become
I will teach you how to be a scientist.
Yes. Dude,
please. I need to make my own 50-foot cheerleader.
But yeah, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the episode. You can find us at supermarcy.com or patreon.com/thesupernetwork, as well as finding the Super Network on your social medias of choice. And you can find the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Just look it up and it'll be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of that good stuff. And I'm Super Marcy on your social media and Super_Marcy, where you can see what I rated this movie on Letterboxd. Beat.
Well, if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd. I'm the Bead Jermaine. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com and as well as the awesome podcast that you and I host together, Marcy, along with this very show. And also, you can listen to my solo podcast, Bead versus the Living Dead, and its many spinoffs as well on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bead versus the Living Dead podcast feed.
And Batch.
You can find me and Colin over at Pop4D on the Pop4D Network, where we do all types of science and follow like shows like Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, my other podcast with Mark Chevalier, where we recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. We also follow me on my socials at the Blue Sky, on the X, and the threads at Batch Pop4D, and follow us on Facebook at Pop4D for the group.
And Colin.
You really can't find me on the internet, so good luck. If you want to hang out with me, that'd be tight. If you're a 50-foot teenager, or not teenager, cheerleader, sorry. That's bad. Sorry. I'm talking too fast. I don't know what's going on with me today.
If you're a 50-foot cheerleader, hit up Colin. There you go.
Hit me up.
If you're 18.
If
you're 18, please make sure that you're 18.
Yeah.
Because... if not, but I mean, if you're ever in St. Louis and you want to come see me do comedy, that'd be tight too. I mean, I'm funny, kind of. So yeah. Also, yeah, we're doing some podcasting at some point all over. I'll be all over the place. So
awesome.
Come find me. I'm trying to get Twitter back. I'm trying to make sure I can't like get kicked off again. So
yeah, you just got to behave apparently. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
You don't post too much unless you pay for the service, I guess.
Dude,
I don't.
Fuck you, Elon Musk.
Yeah. Anyways, that's the end of this episode. Tune in to the next episode, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you, everybody, and goodbye. We'll see you next
time. Bye, everybody. Bye.
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 Give me a 50-foot cheerleader.
Fuck yeah.
50-foot cheerleader. One apple. Take three.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jenna Sims, and the channel that gets big movies is about to get something bigger.
This isn't big enough.
Sweetheart, that was great. Just make it bigger.
The channel that gets big movies.
A little more.
Add a little bit more of, big.
Something bigger. Hey, y'all.
But it's not big enough.
Big me. Throw big at us.
Bigger.
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 Bigger. Bigger.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jenna Sims, and the channel that gets big movies is about to get something bigger. Bigger. Bigger.
Oh, perfect, perfect. We love what we see, but make it bigger.